I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. $615 million. That's the fine the European Union is slapping on the huge U.S. software company Microsoft. European antitrust officials accuse Microsoft of abusing its monopoly power. John Dimsdale joins us from the Marketplace Washington Bureau to comment on all this. John, I'll begin by noting that Microsoft owns our co-producing partner, Slate Magazine Online. But let's go on. What do the Europeans say Microsoft has been doing?
By bundling a digital music and video player, it's called Windows Media Player, into Windows, European investigators say that Microsoft has destroyed the ability of competitors to sell like products. It's very similar to the U.S. antitrust case that the company settled with the Justice Department a few years back. That trial was focused more on the bundling of the Explorer Internet browser in Windows.
Mm-hmm. $615 million does sound like a good-sized penalty.
It would be a record, but, you know, this conglomerate has $53 billion in cash reserves right now, so $615 million is less than a month's worth of cash flow. One analyst called it little more than a parking ticket for Microsoft.
What else is the EU going to do to go after Microsoft?
Well, the company will have to begin selling a separate version of Windows to European customers without the media player inside.
Now, Microsoft had said in this earlier case that you referred to involving the Internet Explorer being bundled into the Windows package, they said they couldn't do that. It would be too difficult for the company. So if it has to do that with the media player, what's that going to do to Microsoft's future?
They're planning a new version of Windows in 2006 with a search engine built into it. Huh. And with this ruling, they might not be able to sell that. And, you know, looking farther in the future, it raises questions about including other innovations like voice recognition software, for example.
Has the company said anything officially about the European ruling?
The company has said that it will appeal, and that could take years. And there's one more quick point here. This has heated up the already unsettled trading relations between Europe and the U.S. The senator from Microsoft's home state of Washington, Patty Murray, is calling this a European assault on a successful American company, and she's asking for the Bush administration to intervene. The Marketplace newsroom is also following another news story today. The Social Security and Medicare trustees will issue their annual report on the solvency of those two entitlement programs here in Washington today.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale, he's Washington Bureau Chief for Marketplace, Public Radio's daily business show. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.